Their mother, Peggy, is from just outside the town, and I think she used to bring the lads home quite a lot during the summers. On the summer holidays, she'd have them home for 6 or 8 weeks during the summer to stay out in the outside the town in the family on the farm and things like that, you know. But they all came in through the town in on the Sunday or on the in for the shopping and in for mass at the weekend and that, you know. And so I don't remember them myself. I'm a blow-in from the town, but my wife's family, her family would remember them and would have had a close association with the mother Peggy over the years. Yeah, they would have still keep in contact, you know, with Peggy.
And have you, by any chance, Anthony, had any meetings with the Gallagher brothers over their visits to Charlestown over the years?
I've had a couple of visits with them, but I remember the one in particular I remember was where Noel's uncle played a prank on him and told him, oh, if you go up to Riverside now, they have a plaque up for you in the room where you stayed. And so we were, myself and Anne were here working, and it was a busy, we had a restaurant at the time, busy restaurant, and next thing, who arrives in but Noel Gallagher. So we're all, I suppose, a bit awestruck and delighted to see him arriving. But he asked to see the plaque. And we said, oh, what plaque? Oh, this is my uncle, after telling me that there's a plaque on the wall in the room to where we used to stay. But unfortunately, there was no plaque on the wall. So it was a bit of an embarrassing, it was a bit embarrassing for us not having the plaque. And I think for Noel as well, he came across as a shy kind of a lad, you know. So that was the situation there. And we've met, of course, Liam comes through the town probably more often. And I think I remember on one occasion him down visiting my mother-in-law, Evelyn, in the house down there, and having a great evening with him down there. And he actually had the guitar out, a guitar that was in the house, and he played that, actually. Although it was an electric guitar, when I say he played it, an electric bass, he was pretending to play it.